This is Jen Roland, and I'm reading this week's post, Is There an Emotional Component to Your Pain? More people battle chronic pain than diabetes, heart disease, and cancer combined. An estimated 50 million people deal with chronic pain daily, which has prompted the medical community to investigate alternative methods, including acupuncture, yoga, and massage, to treat it. What has remained largely ignored, however, and what recent research has found, is that most people with chronic pain don't have structural abnormalities that account for the intensity of their pain response. Even when structural abnormalities are present, they are only part of the story. There is a strong correlation between what is going on in our lives and what is going on in our bodies. According to the American Institute of Stress, 77% of people experience stress that affects their physical health. 73% have stress that impacts their mental health, and 48% have trouble sleeping because of stress. It has been proven that stressful or traumatic experiences can physically alter the nervous system, making people more susceptible to chronic pain, illness, and autoimmune conditions. According to Johns Hopkins Medicine, 26% of American adults suffer from a diagnosable mental illness each year, but more than half are not receiving the treatment or medication they need. Approximately 42.5 million Americans are affected by anxiety. 1 in 10 suffer from a depressive illness, including major depression or bipolar disorder. And 70% have experienced a traumatic event at least once in their lives. I've linked to an infographic from the National Council for Behavioral Health on what trauma is, symptoms of trauma, and how to cope with it in a healthy way on my website. The coinciding chronic pain and mental health epidemics are not coincidental. Stress, anxiety, depression, and the emotional effects of trauma are unequivocally linked to our physical well-being. I see this in clients I work with, all of whom have experienced trauma, stress, or adverse experiences in their childhood or adult life. Many have a history of anxiety and/or panic attacks, which I discussed in last week's post on the neuroscience of pain and how it becomes chronic, and I've linked to that as well in my article. Some of my clients have suffered from abuse or neglect, been shamed by a parent or spouse, or grew up feeling like they were never good enough. This manifests itself in negative self-talk and/or a low self-esteem. Many express a constant pressure to perform up to par, but par for them is unattainable. They are perfectionists by nature, feel a need to please others, and/or have poor boundaries that cause them to continuously give of themselves at the expense of their own well-being. Can you relate to any of this? If the statement, what happens in our lives can be expressed in our bodies, makes sense to you, I encourage you to check out the Path In and Out of Chronic Pain infographic from Curable, which I've linked to in my blog, which may shed some light on things you may not have previously thought of that could be contributing to your pain. Prolonged stress as a result of challenging childhood experiences, ineffective coping strategies, unforgiveness, poor boundaries, people-pleasing, major life events, perfectionism, anxiety, and everyday stress takes a significant toll on our bodies and could be contributing to your pain. Living in a constant state of tension, also referred to as the fight, flight, freeze response, heightens our reactivity and sends our nervous system into overdrive when it perceives any type of danger or threat, not just physical injury. Our brain then creates pain as a protection mechanism. And I also wrote about this in last week's post, which I've linked to again in my website. If any of this resonates with you, download the Brain Pain Workbook from my freebies library to explore factors that may be contributing to your pain and determine whether pain catastrophizing, fear, perfectionism, people-pleasing, or inefficient coping strategies might be making it worse. Understanding the relationship between physical and emotional pain is key to your healing. As you begin to better understand how stress, anxiety, negative thoughts or emotions, trauma, and even certain aspects of your personality can play into your pain, you'll be able to address these issues one by one. This is incredibly empowering because while you can control your circumstances, there are things you can do to turn down your pain volume, better manage stress, and live a healthier, more fulfilling life. The revelation that my chronic pain began long before my first physical symptom appeared was eye-opening for me. As I dug into this more in the presence of the Lord, He highlighted how the way I've handled stress, my incessant search for answers, and my perfectionist nature placed undue pressure on myself that was feeding the chronic pain cycle. When you dig into your own story in the presence of God, He will lead you to the healing that He has for you. As you begin to uncover factors that contribute to your pain, you can address the stressors that started in the first place or that have exacerbated it over time. Emotional stress amplifies pain that is already present, just as physical injury or illness after years of stress or trauma to your body can result in a hypervigilant response that is out of proportion to the injury or illness that caused it. Pain is never just physical. Perhaps it started out that way, but when it began to impact your activity level, productivity, self-esteem, relationships, and/or desire to participate in social events, it became more than that. Treating pain and moving toward healing requires a multidisciplinary approach that also addresses emotional, social, and psychological factors. Today, I'm sharing three resources to help you. The Path In and Out of Chronic Pain infographic, the Pain Brain workbook, and the Reset Your Pain Alarm workbook. All three of these things are free, and you can find the direct link to them in my blog post. This last workbook, the Reset Your Pain Alarm workbook, contains 5 mini lessons, exercises, and action plans to disarm a hypervigilant danger system and overcome barriers to healing. The following lessons are included: how to break the pain fear cycle, how to overcome the 5 F's that hinder your healing, how to reset your pain language, how to become outcome independent, and how to use setbacks to move forward. On the front cover of your free workbook, you'll see a QR code for full access to the Curable app for 6 weeks. This app was designed by and for people like you and me that live with chronic pain. I've only been using this app for a few weeks and have already seen improvements in my symptoms through educating myself on the brain's role in pain, practicing meditation to calm my amygdala, the part of the brain that processes fearful and threatening stimuli, releases stress hormones, and turns on the fight or flight response, and other valuable strategies. Should you choose to sign up for this free trial, I'll be able to monitor your progress and you can follow up with me if you'd like. I'm a board-certified mental health coach specializing in chronic pain, anxiety, and stress-induced illnesses. I have lived through all of these things and am here to tell you, even if your pain has gotten worse or conventional treatments aren't working, there is always hope for pain relief and for healing. Over the next few weeks, I'll share specific strategies to address the social, psychological, and emotional aspects of pain so you can receive the healing God has for you. If you're not already subscribed to my website, make sure you do so in my blog post so that you can receive my emails on Monday mornings. Call to action. Do you believe there is an emotional component to your pain? Why or why not? If you'd like to explore this further, you can schedule a coaching call with me. You can also connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or through my private Facebook group, Walk in Victory. Walk in Victory was designed to provide extra support and accountability to chronic pain warriors by helping them ditch the victim mentality, overcome fear and anxiety, and experience the peace and presence of God. Make sure you visit my actual post for the links for those resources and or to schedule a coaching call with me. Thank you so much, and I'll see you back here next week. God bless.